Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're having a Carbon School District update, and we're joined by some very special guests. So we have Mrs. Black from Helper Middle School, as well as some representatives from the student council there. So always exciting to have the actual students on the air. So thank you guys for taking the time to come talk with us.
We're happy to be here, right, you guys?
Yeah,
we're excited.
So we'll start with you, Mrs. Black. So as a teacher and an advisor, the job really never ends. People think summer rolls around, right, you're done with the job, but it really never ends. So can you kind of talk about what summer prep you guys were doing this year?
Sure. A lot of teachers go in the summer and get our classrooms ready for our new students. We get a little excited about the new year, looking forward to it. As far as student government goes, my job is pretty easy because I have such amazing youth leaders here. And so they just kind of take over and I let them take the reins and go. And we have a great year planned.
And then with school starting a few weeks ago, what's the start of school been like for you guys?
Super excited. We always have nervous butterflies, you know, with our new little sixth graders that come. And then we do our elections at the beginning of the school year so that our sixth graders have a chance to know our candidates and they get to vote and have their voice heard. And it's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's something you don't really see. Normally it's right, year before they're elected. Yep. But I really like how they do that. It gives everyone a chance to kind of voice who gets to represent them.
Yes. Yep.
So let's talk to some of these representatives. We'll start with Kasia Jones, the president of the student council. Now, Kasia, this is your first time running for an office like this. Why did you choose to run?
Well, I thought that I'd be a great fit to be president because I'm a very good leader. And I also just wanted to really just show people that I'm just kind and sweet and all of that.
And then something that is kind of exciting for you guys this year is you have a new school motto. Can you tell us what that motto is and kind of what inspired it?
It's growth, grit, Rams don't quit. It's just our school is really about grit. They just want us to push ourselves to our highest levels to get to where we want to be.
And then as the president, what are your goals for the year? What are you trying to accomplish this year?
I'm trying to make every student feel loved and just make sure that they always have a friend they can have and someone they can just talk to if they need help.
Well, Kasia, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just never give up and just keep pushing forward.
That's a great message to send out there. Moving now to Kyle Nelson, the historian for the council. Kyle, thank you for taking the time to be here.
Yep.
So, a new student. What's it kind of like to be a new student at Helper Middle School?
Well, I get to make new friends, meet the teachers, and that's it.
Hey, it's always exciting meeting new people, so that's a really fun part. What are you hoping to do as the historian for Helper?
I want to make the school good, make everyone have friends, make sure no one's left out.
Hey, and those are all really good goals to have. Now, you show up in your Helper Rams jersey, and we were talking about it beforehand. You have a game today, so that's really exciting. Let's talk about sports, though. What have the sports been like so far this school year at Helper Middle School?
Well, we got the volleyball team. They're doing good this year. We got the cross country and the football team. We've won one game so far out of all the games.
Hey, there you go. That's an exciting start to the school year. Now, Kyle, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No.
Well, thank you again for taking the time, Kyle. We'll move on now to Joelle Franson, the secretary for the student council. Now, Joelle, you were a past rep. What made you choose to run again for student council?
I think I wanted to just do something that was a little bit more, and I really just wanted to have a higher kind of office.
That makes sense. And then as student council, you always have a bunch of different things going on that you're planning. You have a few service projects that are coming up. Can you talk about those?
Yeah. So we do a stuffed food bags for the Carbon Cares for Kids, and we have a couple dances. One of them is a spring fling dance, and it donates money to help with the Price River cleanup.
Now, that's exciting. The Price River cleanup is something that I've been following along with, and it's just such a great project, especially for Helper. It gives you that nice little lake you can float down. Now, Joelle, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, not really.
Hey, fair enough. And rounding us out, we'll move on to Maya. Maya Hansen, the vice president of the student council. Now, you were also a past rep. What made you choose to run again this year?
I've ran for 3 years doing historian, secretary, and this year, and I didn't make it, and I just did representative. So I feel like I really pushed myself this year, and I really wanted to do it because I've been a representative, so.
And then another one of those student council duties you're always worrying about is Spirit Week, and it looks like you guys have one of those coming up pretty soon. Can you kind of walk through what the process for planning that's like and what you guys have going on?
Yeah, so usually on Wednesdays we have a little group thing, and we and all of us representatives, we're like, okay, this is what we should do. We've done anything but a backpack day. We have done crazy hair. We have done dress like a teacher, cross country, dress like your favorite sport, all these things. And they're pretty fun.
Those sound like really fun days. And a lot of creative ones, too. Not just the cliche ones. So props to you guys for that. And then we talked about dances and events coming up. And you have homecoming and the light parade that you guys also kind of worry about.
Yeah.
And then you guys, on the topic of service, too, also have a food drive coming up as well. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So dances are always so fun. And the light parade is the funnest. We always get to walk down. We wave at everyone. The food drive, that's one of my favorite parts of the year because you feel like you're doing something for people and it just feels really good afterwards.
Well, Maya, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Growth, grit, Rams don't quit.
Oh, yeah. Growth, grit, Rams don't quit. Mrs. Black, we'll throw it back to you to close this one out. Now, you have a great group of student council members here.
Yeah, we do.
What are you most excited for moving into the rest of this school year?
Just the sheer amount of students we have participating this year. There are 28 total. Yeah, I've never had this many, so I can't wait to see what the year holds for us. Lots of activities for the kids that they're going to be planning, and they do everything on their own. I just kind of sit back and kind of guide them, but they plan everything, and they're a bunch of go-getters. I'm really excited with what the year will bring.
Yeah, it really showed with the ones you brought for this interview.
They're awesome.
They're very well prepared, very well spoken. So props to them. Now, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nope. We are just best placed, Helper Middle. Go Rams.
Well, you heard it here on Castle Country Radio. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.